Hi, I'm Ben.
I'm Naomi.
And welcome to Kittens in Bed.
Cinco de Mayo
show.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite Spanish-speaking person? Ready, go.
Shakira. I stole your answer.
No, you didn't. Mine is Antonio Banderas.
Oh, he's sexy.
Really? You think he's sexy?
No.
Really? You don't think he's sexy?
No.
He's one sexy man.
He's married. Isn't he married to fucking that?
Wait, so being married doesn't make someone sexy?
No, that's not what I was saying.
All right,
I wasn't going anywhere. No.
Okay. Isn't he married to
that? What's her name?
Milk Money.
Yeah, what the fuck is her name?
I don't know.
She's got the bad lips now because she got too much collagen and like her lips exploded.
That is disgusting.
Is it Meg Ryan?
No.
No. Who is it?
I don't know. But yeah, you know that? That is super disgusting.
What? The lips exploding? Oh, the collagen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do people do that?
Because Hollywood says so. I think it's really only acceptable in Hollywood. Like, you go outside anywhere outside of Hollywood or maybe even New York City.
Yeah, I've seen it in the city.
And it's just like, they look like fucking aliens. Like, it's not so bad if you're, like, from L.A. or New York City and you're used to seeing it. It's like your eyes become accustomed to the freakazoidness.
Gross.
It is gross. I don't get it.
Gross.
I don't get it.
Like,
all those girls on Rock of Love.
Ugh.
Oh, that French lady?
Yeah, she was bad. But you know what was really bad? The one that almost made it?
Oh, yeah. The one that cried all the time and, like,
yeah,
her lips were, like, bigger than her face.
Yeah.
That was kind of gross. She couldn't even talk right.
Not like this. I just love Brett so bad. I just want to be with him.
Yeah, it's over.
Oh, yeah, they had that reunion special where there's always a guaranteed fight.
And everything is so overly planned that it's like, it's just so over the top.
Those reunion shows, they're horribly edited.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really bad job. Whoever's doing that, stop.
Stop it now.
It's really bad.
We are officially firing you.
I can do a better job in iMovie. I mean, and plus they have that, like,
that host that sucks.
Ricky Ratman's, he's not that bad.
Well, on this Rock and Love thing, he's terrible.
Yeah, he's used to hosting fucking
Headbangers
Ball.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, to go from that to Rock of Love reunion.
Early 90s. Anyway.
Yeah.
How's your day?
My day was alright.
I don't know if we should give out, like, people's names. So if you're gonna mention,
I'm not gonna give out people's names.
Okay, yeah.
Like the fucking witness protection program over here.
No, I'm just saying.
No, for the viewers or the listeners, yeah. I am a preschool teacher.
Yes.
I deal with crazy babies all day.
Yeah.
And I had a parent-teacher conference. One of the parents was insisting that their child's bad behavior was the direct result of another child's bad behavior in the class.
Mm.
And I had to set the record straight.
Another kid.
Yeah. It kind of sucks because this kid is kind of turning into like a scapegoat.
For other.
Yeah, all the parents are seeing this difficult child and saying, oh, that's why my kid's so difficult, because otherwise he would be a complete angel. And it's just irritating.
Mm.
You know, like, you would think adults would know better.
They don't.
You know?
Adults are sometimes worse than kids.
Yeah. Like, seriously, don't ever be a parent.
Yeah, don't have kids.
Parents suck.
Let's stop the human race right
seriously,
now.
Seriously. I don't mind the kids. It's the parents that I cannot handle. Like, I want 90% of them, I just want to strangle. Because they
really?
Just... I really do. I can't... Like, they have, like, such a sense of entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
Of how their kid should be treated because, oh, we're paying money. I don't know.
Everyone should be treated equally.
Yeah,
they should. Understand this?
I have a dream, man.
Come on, man.
A dream.
Go with it.
Anyway, enough about me. How is your day?
My day was good. I did a lot of work. Please don't put your foot on the chair. You're pushing me away. This has wheels.
Don't you know? I'm afraid of commitment. I just gotta push you away.
I'm gonna come back. God.
That is the sound of the chair wheeling across our dirty, dirty floor.
And next to my Shakira poster, which I will put up soon.
I think you should put it in the kitchen.
We can't fit it in
the kitchen. I think it'll fit in the kitchen. Okay, guys, you need to know he has a wall size.
Well, let me tell a story about real quick about the Scarabos.
I'm gonna stab you. Way to interrupt me.
Shut up. Listen. Okay, so Tower Records, if you don't know, went out of business a while ago.
Yes.
I believe all of them went out of business, right?
Isn't there one in Westbury?
Okay, maybe it was Sam Goody.
They downsized.
Right.
At the very least.
At the mall, there was one, and they had this, like, a giant, like...
The mall was Sam Goody.
See, you're interrupting
I love
me.
You.
No, it was the Sam Goody in the mall.
Right, you said Tower Records.
Whatever.
I love you.
They had a giant promotional poster of Shakira's album, Oral Fixation.
Yes.
And they're going out of business. They're getting rid of, like, a shit ton of stuff, like video games, CDs, you know, everything downstairs. But this was, like, upstairs. And I was like, I went up. I saw that. Me and Joe were there. I was like, oh, my God, I got to have that. I went downstairs. I was like, you're getting rid of everything, right? And the guy goes, yeah. Can I have that giant Shakira poster outside your store upstairs? And he's like, yeah, sure. Let me get you some help. This thing is... broken up into 4 pieces. That's how big it is. And it was in my room at my parents' house for a while.
It took up like half your wall, didn't it?
Yeah, pretty much half my wall. It's pretty fucking sweet. And I kind of want it in this room, but if it can fit in the kitchen, I think it would be kind of cool.
I think it'd be better in the kitchen.
But I don't think it can fit.
I think it will, because that wall in there is like half a wall. It's like exact.
Yeah, I think it would fit. We'll test it out. We got to get some fun tech.
Fun tech, tacking up the fun tech, tacking up the fun, woo, fun
oh boy.
Tech, it's fun tech, we're tacking up so, the fun!
So, at my job, mm-hmm. I was working on an animation for Times Square.
What?
In New York City, it's gonna be up there, hopefully.
Like, on the big TV screens?
Yes.
In Times Square?
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what it's of, because it's kind of a secret.
I know what it is.
Well, I can't tell the audience.
Can I tell the audience?
No.
But I'm not you.
Shh. It's a secret.
Witness protection, man. Witness protection.
So yeah, that's what I did.
Cool. Today. And didn't you work on another thing that's coming out Thursday?
Yeah, a new Meth Minute episode at methminute.com or channelfrederator.com. On Thursday, my episode that I animated is coming out. It's pretty
freaking sweet. You worked really long and hard on that episode.
Yeah, it
took a while, like, what, a month? A little under a month?
A little under a month. I think so, yeah. It was fun. I loved it. It was cool. Thank you, Dan Meth.
Thanks, Dan Meth. I rock the casbah.
I just curtsied.
He did curtsy. I saw him curtsy.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
What else? Anything? We got 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
What are you planning on tomorrow? Going to work.
All I do is work. I work and go home. Oh, I think I told you about the grant.
Yeah.
The writer's grant that I'm
going to... Of course
you
told me. We were just talking about it.
They don't know that we were just talking about this. Trying to, you know, whatever. let me give you a little background. This first part is going to sound... Stop interrupting me. I'm not going to get done in time. This first part is going to sound kind of lame. Because even when I think about it, it's kind of lame. Like, God, I'm such a loser. Okay, but anyway, I love the Smashing Pumpkins. It was like my favorite band in the whole fucking world. Stop looking at the clock. I'm going to stab you. So anyway, I was on their website, and they were having a application submission for 5 people to be the writer of their website.
Right.
And they would work alongside the band and go to all their concerts and interview them and do reviews of albums. And
sounds pretty sweet.
It was like, oh my, and it's a paid job to work with the band. And that's anyone could apply. Like, wow. You don't even need any, like, college credentials. You just have to have, like,
whoa,
a passion for the band.
Cool.
I was totally there. And then, turns out the deadline was, like, February 20th.
That was a while ago.
That was a long while ago. And I died a little. I was pretty, pretty bummed, as you know. I was very bummed.
Yeah.
So then this morning, mm-hmm. I'm on the McSweeney's website,
mm-hmm.
and I see that they have extended their deadline for a writing grant.
Cool.
And all you have to be is a female writer.
That's you.
That's me, age 32 or under,
oh,
which is me again.
That sucks. You're older.
What?
Whoops.
That's the view. I am over 32. So anyway, I am submitting a writing piece that I've been working on for the last year or so. Mm-hmm. And now that I think about it, it's been like a year and it's only that long. Like, I feel like I should have had more than a year.
You had breaks, though. And plus, you always stop and go back to it. So.
So anyway, the money, the winnings will be a lump sum of $2,500.
Nice.
Which obviously
isn't... buy me a 360?
I'm going to buy you a punch to the face.
All right, you got to use that towards your writing.
Yeah, right. It's obviously not enough for me to quit my job, which I would love to do, to write, but it could go towards other things.
Yeah, it's going
to
help you out.
Like supplies or getting a publisher or something.
You'll need a lot of pens.
I will need a lot of pens.
And paper.
And a lot of paper. So yeah, so that's the big news for me.
Awesome.
So we'll see.
So, we love you.
We love you.
And have a good day. Mwah. Or night. Depends on when you listen to this.
Right.
Mwah.
Mwah. Obama.
Oh, stop that.
Obama. Obama.
Okay, stop. Obama. We would just like to thank Tumblr for hosting our website because they're awesome.
We love you, Tumblr. Obama.